It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Miss Neva Pyatt is over there running the iPad. Our guest for today is beautiful Karen Johnson. How are you doing this morning, gorgeous?
Well, good, except I'm just trying to stay ahead of the dryness.
Right. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it by email to hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can text it to 580-485-0837. You can still post it to our Facebook page, and we'll do our best to get it on paper so we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln, located here in Elk City. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please reach out to Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln, located here in Elk. They can find you what you're looking for.
Yes, they can.
We're going to try to have the truth broadcast following the program. So as soon as the Hour of Power is over, there'll be a little bit of music, a little delay, so we can get the iPad set back up for the truth broadcast. With a word from Pastor Dwight Shepherd. I think I covered it all,
yeah,
sister. Would you pray to start us out?
You are getting really pro here. You're doing
it's
good.
All my Jesus, yes, I promise.
Yes. Yes, Father God, as we surrender to you today, yield to you and submit, Father, everything about us to your holy calling and your will today, Father God, we desire that you put everything in divine order for your divine purposes, Lord, and that we would have divine appointments today over the airways and over Facebook, Father God, that you would lead people to hear whatever you want to say. Father, it's not about us, it's about you being glorified. And Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we ask for healings today, we ask for deliverances, and Lord, you came to set the captive free. So, Father God, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ over this, all the equipment and over Neva and Monica and myself. Father God, we just thank you that you protect us and you desire for us to be sanctified and holy and be prepared for your coming. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning, Abandoned Love.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, and you know, that's a title that God led me to Mike Bickle.org, and he was felt led and compelled to study John 14 through 17 for 3 years. Oh. And out of that, he's had some very succinct revelations and understanding. But I believe I've mentioned that a known prophet from years ago, he's now with the Lord, but he was praying one day and he felt like he heard the Holy Spirit say, why would I let you into my heaven? Did you learn how to love? And I've mentioned that before, and then I had a dream about being prepared because he is coming again. And, you know, a lot of Paul's writings in the New Testament was about the second coming of Christ. And he told the people, you know, don't get sloppy in your walk. Don't get apathetic. Don't get compromised. Make sure you keep that focus that he promised he's coming again. So the abandon and love theme is something, it's in Psalm 36:8 and 37:4 about let me drink from the river of your pleasures as I delight in your beauty. And as Mike Bickle pursued the Lord and waited, and He said, I don't want to say anything, anything from preconceived ideas, assumptions, and presumptions. I want to hear the Holy Spirit tell me what Christ meant by John 15:7-17. And because Jesus envisions, he calls, he equips the church to engage with God in order to walk this out. And there's five components to the love of God. And to experience and express, and